Loving brothers and sisters, members of branch churches and local sanctuaries, all believers and viewers in the world who are attending this service through internet. In this session, I will talk about the seven-year wedding banquet and also about the millennium kingdom that will follow. In the space of Eden, where we will have the banquet, there is a great castle which is big enough to accommodate all those who are saved. This castle is decorated with all kinds of beautiful things, and it has a great hall filled with many lights of brilliant colors. When all the brides of the Lord arrive at this hall, the Lord will proclaim the beginning of the wedding banquet with strong yet gentle voice. This is the beginning of the seven-year wedding banquet. Let's get down to the business with this wedding banquet now. Brothers and sisters in Christ, everything of the seven-year wedding banquet will be prepared and hosted by angels. Father God will have perfectly prepared everything through the angels so that the saved believers will not have any kind of inconvenience while enjoying the banquet. It does not mean that people will be able to exercise any control over the angels at their will, like in the New Jerusalem later, but the angels will prepare all the facilities, decorations, food, and etc. Even in the banquets of this world, there is a lot of food and joyful music and dance, and all these things that are necessary for the banquet will be prepared and run by angels. For example, you are the heroes and heroines of the wedding banquet, and the angels will supply you with food and beverages whenever you want it. The food in the banquet is not like the food of this world. There are the various fruits and foods in Eden that melt like snow in the mouth. Also, you will drink the very sweet water of the river of life flowing out from the throne of God. The banquet will progress with unending hymns. The angels will sometimes present wonderful dance to the praise songs, and they always make the banquet a joyful one. You'll not just stand and watch the angels dancing and praising. You'll also sing praises and dance along with the Lord, our bridegroom, and bless the name of the Father God. As you dance along with the Lord, you may talk with Him about the time when you were being cultivated on this earth or about the heavenly kingdom in which you will live. You can also talk about the love of Father God and give glory to Him to the fullest. However, Luke 22, 28 through 30 says that those who have stood by the Lord in His trials may eat and drink at His table in His kingdom. Therefore, not everybody at the banquet will be able to sit with the Lord at His table and eat with Him and stay close to Him. Like the disciples of the Lord, only people of true faith will be able to eat and drink with the Lord at His table, because they are the ones who follow the way of the Lord, even if they may have had to sacrifice everything for the Lord. But as I told you in the last session, even though you just see this on a screen, you will be comforted and you'll feel the love of the Lord as if you were with Him in person. Therefore, everybody can have the seven-year wedding banquet in happiness and peace. During the 7-year wedding banquet, you'll be able to have lovely and happy conversations with the people whom you wanted to talk to so much but couldn't because of many different circumstances. Also, you'll be able to meet those who have had already passed away among your family members or friends, and how happy and glad you'll be to see them again. You'll also be able to see the faces of the prophets and apostles. You'll see their faces and exclaim, "Oh, that person is Elijah, that is Enoch," and your heart will be filled with joy. However, including the Lord, you cannot just invite those who have gone into Holy Spirit at your will. There is a procedure, and you need to get the permission. When the fathers of faith like the Apostle Paul or Abraham give their testimonies or preach something in front of everybody, there are some people who will see and listen to them in very close proximity, and for the rest of the people, it will be shown on display screens. How do you think Abraham felt in his heart when God commanded him to offer his only son Isaac as a burnt sacrifice? Abraham will testify to what he had in his mind and with what kind of faith he offered his son. The Apostle Paul will tell the audience how he could sing praise to and give thanks to God when he was severely flogged and shed blood and was fastened into chains. He will testify to his vivid emotion and feelings that he felt at that time. Just as many people see me on a screen, on a TV screen and receive grace by listening to my messages. So when the Lord or the fathers of faith in the highest ranks conduct an official event or give their testimonies, everybody in the wedding banquet will be able to see them. Brothers and sisters, during the 7 years of the banquet, you'll not just stay in the castle, but you can also have great times outside the castle. Outside the castle, you can enjoy nature and have a friendly relationship with the trees, beautiful flowers, and gorgeous multicolored birds. You will have pleasant conversations with your loving ones, walking on the rose landscapes with beautiful flowers. You may also dance with them and praise God with them. In this wide space prepared for the guests of the wedding banquet, everywhere there are so many things prepared for us to enjoy. For example, we can ride in a boat on a lake with our loving ones, while some people will be able to ride with the Lord. We can also go swimming and enjoy many kinds of games and other entertainment. In addition to these things, there are so many other unimaginable things prepared by the delicate love of God the Father so that we can taste joy and gladness. Although we cannot be as free as in the kingdom of heaven, we may take a walk or meet the people we want to meet in the given space in Eden. During the 7-year wedding banquet, you'll be able to see those who want to see to your heart's content. If you have entered the kingdom of heaven, you'll not be able to see them. Does it mean heaven has a little problem? No. Heaven is so beautiful and full of joy. The reason that you will not be able to see each other in heaven as you want is because each of you enters different dwelling place: paradise, first kingdom, second kingdom, third kingdom, and New Jerusalem. The residents in New Jerusalem can go to any other kingdoms of heaven and invite the residents in other dwelling places. Then those who live at other kingdoms of heaven can go into New Jerusalem. But without invitation by residents in New Jerusalem, those at other kingdoms cannot go and come freely. This is different during the 7 years of wedding banquet. All the people at the wedding banquet can meet and see one another as they want. During the 7 years of the wedding banquet, the lights there do not go out. Of course, Eden is a space of light, so there is no night at all. Light's not going out here means that you don't have to sleep or take a rest like on this earth. No matter how much you enjoy, you'll not get tired, but rather you'll be filled with more joy and fullness of the Spirit. So you will not even feel the flow of time, and the 7 years will pass so quickly, like 7 days or 7 hours. Even if you have some family members who were not caught up but remain on the earth during the tribulation, you will be so happy and joyous that the seven years will pass without being able to think of those family members. But the Lord told me that even when I stay with the Lord and talk to Him about many things during the wedding banquet, my heart will not fully be at rest because of the people remaining on the earth. Those who cannot be lifted up into the wedding banquet must stay on the earth and be tormented at the great tribulation. They must keep their faith, overcome deathly torments, and die a martyred death in order to gain salvation. So I'll be forced to put my heart towards them. Of course, I'll feel the blissful mood of the banquet and experience the deep emotion to be at the Lord's bosom. But because of the thoughts of the people who remain on the earth, I will hope that I will keep their faith and I will pray for them with my heart. Because I consider harboring souls in my heart as my duty, before the great white throne judgment takes place and I go into New Jerusalem, even during the millennium kingdom, I will keep on harboring souls in my heart. While the seven-year wedding banquet is going on in the air, a time like hell will unfold itself on this earth for 7 years. The 7 years in Eden will be like a moment, but the same duration of time will feel so long on this earth. It may feel like 700 years. On this earth, under the leadership of the Antichrist, they will search out the believers in the Lord. They will horribly torture the believers to make them deny the Lord. Cruel things that cannot be imagined will take place publicly. So those who try to keep their faith on this earth will have to continue their existence each day in such great fear. You should know how thankful it is for you to be able to participate in the seven-year wedding banquet. You should also know how happy a thing it is to be comforted and loved by the Lord at the wedding banquet that our Father God prepares for us. Therefore, I hope all of you who are listening to this message will prepare enough oil so that you will be able to enter into this wedding banquet. In the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew chapter 25, 5 wise virgins prepared enough oil, whereas the other 5 foolish virgins did not. The bridegroom was late and the oil was running out, but the 5 wise virgins didn't have a problem because they had prepared enough oil. When there was a shout, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him," the wise 5 virgins met the groom immediately, but the other 5 foolish virgins had gone to buy the oil and could not go into the wedding banquet. I hope you will always be awake and pray and prepare enough oil like the 5 wise virgins. Those who always stay awake and prepare themselves at the Lord's bride will be able to see that day with great happiness. But those who cease praying, live in sins, and fail to fulfill their God-given duties will have to feel so troubled when they see that day of the Lord's coming again. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll know and wait in the Holy Spirit that you will be lifted up into the air when our Lord comes again and calls you. When He calls your names, you'll be taken up into the air to meet Him. If you have fallen into temptations, have the lukewarm faith, as said in Revelation chapter 3, or committed sinful deeds, however, your faith cannot be deemed to be proper for the salvation, and you'll fail to be lifted up into the air when our Lord returns. Then you'll be remained on the earth, and you'll suffer 7 years of great tribulation. The five virgins who have prepared for enough oil and the other five virgins who have failed to prepare enough oil are totally different in the result of their everlasting lives. If you come out to get more oil when the bridegroom approaches, you'll be too late. Therefore, I wish each of you will prepare enough oil like the five wise virgins and watch it over lest it shall run short of it. You also have to circumcise your heart diligently to prepare the wedding clothes for the wedding banquet. In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus tells us that we cannot participate in the banquet if we do not prepare the wedding clothes. Matthew 22:11-13 says, "But when the king came in to look over the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not dressed in wedding clothes, and he said to him, 'Friend, how did you come in here without wedding clothes?' And the man was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, 'Bind him and hand him food and throw him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" Here, the wedding clothes refer to the shiny and clean fine linen. Revelation 19:8 says, "For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints." When you abide in the word of truth and accomplish goodness and meekness in your heart, the deeds of your goodness and meekness are called fine linen. What is the righteous acts of the saints? It is to act in the light, which is the word of God. 1 John 1:6-7 tell us that those who say they believe in God but do not act in the light but in darkness are liars. And only when we act in the light, the blood of Jesus will cleanse us of all sins and we can be saved. God promises us in the Bible that He will cleanse us of all the sins through the blood of Jesus Christ only when we dwell in the truth in the Word of God and walk in the light. But many believers fail to find this teaching of God and claim that we can be saved just with our confession of our faith. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament clearly tell us many times that we can be saved only when we obey and keep the word of God and walk in the light. Therefore, I urge you in the name of the Lord to act in the light according to the word of God and prepare the wedding clothes in which you can participate in the wedding banquet. Brothers and sisters in Christ, after the 7-year wedding banquet in the air, we'll come down to this earth with the Lord and reign for 1,000 years. Today's passage, Revelation 26, says, "Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with Him for 1,000 years. Here, the one who has a part in the first resurrection refers to children of God who are saved. And over these, the second death has no power means that the second death, which is the punishment of hell, has nothing to do with God's children who are saved. When our Lord comes back in the air, we saved children of God will wear the resurrected body, and those who have been asleep in tombs will be resurrected. This is the first resurrection, and the children of God will live forever and ever. But rather, the saved children of God will be priests of God and Christ,
and the Christ, and they will reign with the Christ for 1,000 years. Have you reigned like kings? Maybe when you were young, you played fun with your friends. You called yourself king and called a few friends your main. Many children played like that. The kings of the earth sit on the throne at most for tens of years. When we children of God live in the millennium kingdom, we can reign with the Christ 1,000 years. You'll be treated like kings in the kingdom. Some of you may think and say, what good is to be treated like kings if everybody is called kings? But it's not true. When the millennium starts, those who have survived at 7 years of great tribulation will appear. They will get married each other and give birth to as many children as possible. They will fill the earth. There will not be much pain in childbearing. There will be no disease and no death. The people will never suffer pains and illnesses. They will never see the enemy devil and Satan who bring afflictions and suffering. So the people will live 1,000 years. They will be strongly fruitful and cover the earth. They will thrive very soon. Then the truth of God will teach them as the priests and reign like kings. In a word, you'll become kings and they will be your people. When I read the book of Revelation for the first time, I was wondering whom we, the children of God, would be able to reign over, will teach the people as the kings. When the Lord comes down to the earth, He will clean the earth which was devastated during the 7-year great tribulation. First, He will purify the polluted air, and then He will renew the natural environment, the mountains, the streams, and all of nature to make it beautiful again. Then, just like a honeymoon, we will visit each corner of the renewed earth with the Lord. Which place would you like to visit the most with the Lord at that moment? After the millennium kingdom is over, God will move the things in the first heaven that were made for human cultivation to another place, including the earth, the sun, and the moon, everything. That's why when the 7-year wedding banquet is finished, God the Father beautifies this earth where we had received human cultivation and lets us reign over it for 1,000 years. This was arranged since the beginning within the providence of God's creation of all things in the universe for 6 days and taking a rest on the seventh day. God tells us that one day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like one day. So just as God rested on the seventh day after He has finished creating everything, He will give us 1,000 years of rest. God allows this time period so that we will not miss this earth when we once received the cultivation. This earth is our second home. Where then is our first home? As the hymnal book sings, our first home is the kingdom of heaven, and this earth is our second home. Why does God call the kingdom of heaven our first home, even though we are born on this earth? As I have often told you, the master as the master of us is our spirits, and the spirits come from heaven. So to our spirits, this earth is the second home. When you enter heaven and live there forever, you'll never see the earth again. God will move this earth to another place, so we can not go here again. That's why Father God has prepared everything so that we children of God will travel all over the world during the millennium kingdom. For 1,000 years' time, we'll reign with the Lord and enjoy the time on this earth, which will be beautifully renewed by God. We will visit many places where we couldn't go while we were being cultivated and enjoy all the happiness and joy that you couldn't enjoy before. During that time, there will be no enemy devil and Satan on this earth. So it will be a time of a life of rest and refuge in a peaceful environment. But during the time, there will not only be spiritual people, but also people of flesh who would have survived the 7-year great tribulation. The Lord and the people of spirit will live on this earth, but they will not live with the people of flesh. They will live in a separate place like a castle. People of spirit will live in a castle, and the people of flesh will live outside the castle. People of spirit will have already been changed into spiritual bodies, and they will live forever. So they will mainly take the scent of beautiful flowers. But when they interact with people of flesh, they can also eat the food. But even when they eat such food, the food will be dissolved and processed as part of respiration. During the Millennium Kingdom, there is no evil or killing, so even people of flesh will not eat meat, just like the people before the Noah's flood. They will not have to eat meat because they are not that much evil. They did not have that much evil. They will cultivate vegetables and fruits that were grown by God's work. How nice the fruits will taste. The fruits will not be uncontaminated but pure. When you eat the fruits, they will melt in your mouth. Our Father God will let you enjoy those wonderful fruits. Because the number of the survivors from the 7-year Great Tribulation will be few, people will concentrate on increasing population. Because the air is clean and the enemy devil is not present, there is no disease or sin. Also, because the devil and Satan who agitated and moved evil minds are confined in the bottomless pit, even the unrighteousness and evil in man's nature will not be exposed. Just after the Great Tribulation, there will be just a few people on this earth, so the people will have survived. They will want to give birth to as many children as they will be able. It was the same after the Great Flood took place in the time of Noah. In many African countries, they still give birth to many children. Some parents begat more than 10 children or 20, but the population is still little because of various diseases. Many little children die of endemic and unknown diseases. Many people in Africa try to begat many children in order to fill the wide land. But many children die young because of various epidemic diseases. There will not be any death. So during this 1,000 years, the earth will again be filled with so many people. And because all the civilization and facilities were destroyed during the 7-year Great Tribulation, people will initially go back to old days of living, cultivating the land and giving birth to children. They will begin a new life in a clean, peaceful, and beautiful natural environment. Dear members, you may think that the people who have lived in modern civilization will have troubles and difficulties if they return to the primitive lives. The spiritual people who have been saved will have no troubles, nor will the fleshly people. Whenever I thought of my childhood and my hometown, I missed that time and that place. But when I have once stopped at that place, I was greatly disappointed. Since that time, the idea about my hometown does not hit upon my mind. In my middle and high school days, the village was so beautiful. In my village were beautiful hills and forests and streams, also pretty larks, cute rabbits, beautiful pheasants, pheasants, and many others. We children ran about here and there and fully enjoyed everything. We were so happy at any place in my village at the time. But everything has changed. The lands were cleared into farming fields. All the lands neighboring the house I lived in have turned into fields. A governmental office stood in front of my house, and an elementary school lied behind my house. But all the lands turned into fields, and most of beautiful landscapes disappeared. After I dropped at my home village, I have not been able to remember it. I cannot bring it to my remembrance, and the desire to go there has disappeared. Anyway, I miss my happy and sweet childhood. If only little children would grow in that innocent and pure place, they couldn't be happier, and they would grow in purity. They would stay away from worldly things. They could enjoy themselves in the beautiful, pure nature. God will make everything anew for the millennium, and we'll be able to live in that beautiful and pure land. The land will be filled with fresh grass, sweet flowers, beautiful trees, and many other landscapes. All kinds of birds sing cheerfully, and butterflies and bees fly around. Lions will not be violent, but meek and gentle. They already experience a high level of civilization, and they may also have the knowledge and wisdom. But they cannot just rebuild the whole civilization of today within 100 or 200 years. But as the time goes and they gather their wisdom, science will develop again. And when the 1,000 years is almost over, they'll reach a level of civilization similar to that of today. The children of God and the fleshly people will have already experienced up-to-date civilizations, and the fleshly people will learn various knowledge and gain wisdom from the children of God. The people teach their children about many things that they have experienced and enjoyed. Their primitive lives will not be the same that ancestors lived a long time ago. There will be fire and agricultural instruments and other tools. The people will be able to make many kinds of tools quickly. So their lives will be different from the primitive lives that our ancestors had lived a long time ago. So when 1,000 years have passed again, the level of civilization will be the same with that of today. But as said in Revelation 27, when 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison. After 1,000 years is over, the evil spirits will come out to the earth again and deceive the people of flesh. People of spirit already know this, so they diligently teach and advise people of flesh during the millennial kingdom. The people of spirit will tell the fleshly people that when the 1,000 years are completed, the enemy devil and Satan will be set free from the abyss and tempt them. The people of spirit will teach the fleshly people like that and reign over them like kings. The fleshly people will listen to the warning words and promise to obey the words. But when the 1,000 years are completed and Satan be released, a great multitude of people will be tempted and fall into temptations. They will fall into hell by the temptations of Satan. Now think about it. The people will have heard that Satan will be released and they must not be tempted, but why will they be tempted? Many members of this church have experienced and witnessed countless miracles, wonders, and powerful works. But some of them have been tempted and fallen into temptations, even though they firsthand experienced those miracles. I have always told you that if you commit deeds of the flesh and the sins that lead to death, you'll be forced to go to hell. And I have always taught you to avoid all kinds of sins and showed you God's powerful works, wonders, and miraculous signs as a proof confirming the messages. But many members have been tempted by the schemes of Satan, befriended the world, and left the church. No matter how many times and how eagerly I have urged you to stay awake and avoid from temptations, some of you have fallen down and returned to the world. It is the same to the fleshly people of the millennium. No matter how diligently we will try to persuade them not to be tempted by Satan, they'll fall into temptations and stand against God and the people of God after the 1,000 years. They will teach them, saying, after this millennium kingdom is over, evil spirits will be released once again to tempt and deceive you. If you are tempted and seduced by them, you'll go to hell. Do not ever become deceived by them. But when the evil spirits are released and tempt them, most people of flesh will be deceived, and they stand against God to attack the castle where people of spirit live. Satan and the fleshly and rebellious people will try to attack the holy castle in which the children of God will dwell. At this time, God will destroy those people of flesh who are deceived with fire and imprison the evil spirits in the bottomless pit eternally. It is just as it says in Revelation 29, and they come up on the board, broad plain of the earth, and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and fire came down from heaven and devoured them. In the future, when people fill the earth, the population will reach tens of billions. Today, people live only in the cities and towns, but there are more fields and rivers and mountains than our residences. So suppose people cover all the plains during the millennium. Tens of billions of people will reside. They will not die, nor for ill, nor be sick. They will lack nothing for their daily bread. When the fleshly people surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, fire will come down from heaven and devour them. The camp of the saints and the beloved city here refer to the children of God who have been saved and the castle and city they will reside. We can find the camp of the saints and the beloved city. The children of God will live in the beloved city and be treated like kings while the fleshly people live outside the castle. Long time ago, when a country attacked the other, the army built up the camp in front of the castle and tried to attack the castle. At the camp, the commanders discussed the best strategy and prepared the warfare. In the same way, Revelation 29 says, and they came up on the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints in the beloved city, and fire came down from heaven and devoured them. After the millennium kingdom is over, great white throne judgment will follow, and I'll talk about it in the next session. Let me conclude the message. Loving brothers and sisters, the people of spirit will teach and advise people of flesh for 1,000 years, but most of the people of flesh will be deceived in that moment. Seeing this, people of spirit will thoroughly understand how Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and why God had to cultivate human beings on this earth. Many people will be curious why Adam and Eve picked up and ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, even though God had strictly forbidden them to eat from the tree. When millennium comes to an end, they will realize the reason why. We children of God will teach and urge them to stay awake, not to fall into the temptations of Satan, but they will be deceived when the devil and Satan tempt them and go the way of to death. We, the children of God, will watch them being tempted and dragged into hell. When the children watch everything that will happen to the fleshly people, they will realize why Adam and Eve picked up and ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil and were driven out of the Garden of Eden. And they will discover the reason that God started cultivating human beings. Adam and Eve did not go through the process of human cultivation. So when they were tempted after a long period, they fell into temptations and went the path to death. The people who have experienced God's human cultivation are totally different from those who have not. If you have been cultivated and entered the dimension of spirit and all spirit, you'll never be tempted. You'll never fall into temptations because you come to hate what is the flesh, sinful, evil, and untruth. You'll not want to say or hear about or see the fleshly things. A man of spirit avoids from hearing untruths that others are conveying. Spiritual people do not want to hear or say about untruths but avoid the conversation. That is because they hate evil, sins, and untruths. They hate darkness, so they keep themselves away from untruths and evils. They will not be tempted if they stay away from all untruths. Every word that comes from the mouths of spiritual people is proper and holy. They don't say anything wrong by mistake, and then they just say, I'm sorry, it's a mistake. They say something wrong or improper because they have evils with them. Within them. You children of God should not say, I am sorry after you said anything wrong. You cannot say something wrong at all because you have no evil longer. A man of spirit must never say, I made mistakes. Many people must say, I'm sorry, is because they have evils within them. If you have entered the level of spirit and accomplished the measure of goodness and spirit that is really acceptable to God, mistakes will disappear. Your improper and unacceptable words will turn into good and beautiful words. Some others send letters to me. When I read the letters, I can notice how much the senders have accomplished goodness and love in their hearts. And I can discern whether they send the letters from love or from evil. They might not realize the fact that they used some words because of their evils, but a really spiritual person can notice it. He can discern it just with some words. It's the same with the representative prayers. Some workers and elders say a few evil words or improper words when they take the representative prayer during the worship service. Their words include evil hidden in their minds. If you have reached the level of spirit, the flesh will disappear, and only the part that you have accomplished into spirit will follow you when you enter heaven. So according to the level of your faith for paradise, the first, second, third kingdom or New Jerusalem, your level of sanctification will be different and evil will be found nowhere. Those spiritual people will not be tempted but reign over the fleshly people for 1,000 years like the kings. They will live in the beloved city of God and walk with the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the fleshly people on this earth will fall into temptations when Satan will be released. It's because those who have gone through the human cultivation and those who have not are completely different. Those children who have experienced relativity and have been able to cast off evil within the love of God through the human cultivation will never betray God and share true love with Him forever. They will truly feel thanks and happiness for all the things given in the kingdom of heaven, and their hearts will never change. But if you do not go through the cultivation and do not experience relativity, you will not know how to be thankful, and you won't feel true happiness even if very good things are given to you. Also, during the cultivation, you can find the evil in your heart and cast it off to go into better dwelling places in heaven. So I hope you will live the time of your cultivation with true things. So you should realize how valuable this time for human cultivation is. So I'm urging you to go into Spirit and Holy Spirit as soon as possible. I also hope that you will always be awake and pray to prepare enough oil like the five wise virgins and diligently circumcise your heart and act in the light to prepare shiny and clean wedding clothes. And I pray in the name of the Lord that you all may become heroes and heroines of the 7-year wedding banquet, enjoy its happiness with the Lord.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bones of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God. I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.